I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We're all stars now. In the Bleep Show, we're all stars now. In the Bleep Show.
It is good. By the way, coming up here after this segment, we will begin what I think is going to be, well, it's all going to be great radio.
Of course it will.
But tonight is the NCAA basketball championship, and it was decided through the Final Four tournament last week that today it will be the Rise Guys Karaoke Championship three-way dance.
Mm-hmm.
Nine versus me versus Jeff. And I'm going to be honest with you. The song I picked it because I knew all the ladies listening would vote for me. I will freely admit that.
That's good.
I won't get the dude vote, I know, but see, I don't care.
I had a strategy that A, will get the dude vote, and B, it's something Jeff would never do.
Hmm.
What?
Work 8 hours a day? Show up to work on time?
I'm not negative
on a test?
I can't spoil what it is, but it's something, you know, I like it. A good choice considering.
Radio, wrestling, getting married. Is there anything you're good at, Fat Boy?
Not much.
It's not the same artist, obviously.
Hitting the rim shot.
No, it better not be the same. Fat Boy, do we have the same artist?
Honest with you, I haven't looked yet.
Oh, good Lord.
But I have the links.
Okay. No, I would doubt it.
Mm.
If we had the same artist.
Plus, I think mine's going to get dude votes. You think yours is going to get lady votes.
That's right.
Mine will get old lady votes.
Jeff, you got the transgenders.
Thank you so much.
Roberta will vote for you.
We'll all do this together.
Yeah. Okay, it's time for the Bleep Show. We've dropped the songs because we felt like the songs may have kind of slowed down the momentum. So we're just doing clips from this point, unless we get a song that's just really like, you know, perfect gold kind of Bleep Show material. Are we ready? Oh, you already played the theme.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't play the rejoin. You played the theme. I see.
All right. Are we ready?
Here we go. In this clip, Matt is extra. Okay. Fatboy tweeted yesterday that he was crying with laughter putting these together.
I just split one up.
This is going to be a great Bleep Show. This is going to be an awesome Bleep Show.
I'm excited. Legit, we don't know any of these. Only Fatboy does. So here's the first clip. Matt Man is extra friendly in the upstairs bathroom at work. I'm talking about the gap where, like, when I walk,
see somebody.
if I'm going number two in the handicap stall, and then there's somebody in the other stall beside me, mm-hmm. I turn my head when I walk by because I don't want them to know that I'm the one in there just wrecked it.
Yeah.
Dracula knows it's you.
Dracula can stay downstairs where he's supposed to go. I'm gonna lock him in next time. Either that, or I'm gonna grab him by his jerk him off the toilet. The toilet. I didn't mean that. Dang.
Oh, look at you. You already got your face in your hands.
No, you didn't.
Wow.
Oh.
You better hang on.
I think I said hair of the head. I think. Dang it. All right.
I think you said feet.
Feet? Was that what it was?
I said feet, as I recall.
You didn't say feet.
All right. Clip number two of the Bleep Show. The story of Matt and Nine's grandpa, part one.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's so good.
Yeah. I remember this one best from being man out in Townville, just sitting out, spending the whole afternoon sitting on my grandpa's dick.
Oh, yes.
Listening to Alabama.
Well, I mean, several people could have. It was a huge dick.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the biggest ones in Townville, I would say.
He was blessed in life. He had the biggest dick in Townville.
Yeah, it was nice.
All the kids would sit on it.
Yeah. Oh, what a beautiful life they had together. He would be out in the yard working, and she'd just sit there on his dick and just sit there and just look at him. And
He almost f***ed himself in half with a chainsaw, but he survived that. He was a tough son.
Jeez.
Was it a clean dick?
Well, I would say so. I mean, every once in a while, he'd get pollen all over it, but that gets all over everything. It's all over my dick. too.
It was coated. It was stained.
Dick stains are nice.
He had some kind of bush all around his dick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, real thick ones. Like, if you're playing ball in the backyard and you hit a home run and whatever went into his bushes, you'd never find the ball that was around the thick bush around his dick.
No. Never found the ball in the bush?
No, never did. Never did. Mm. We lost probably a half dozen of them suckers out there.
We lost all kinds of baseballs, softballs, tennis balls, footballs, basketballs, volleyballs, ball cocks, all of them.
Yeah.
Well.
You about to pass out.
Man. I'm doing that thing where I'm laughing, but no sound's coming out. And I'm just like I froze.
My face hurts. I can't stop smiling. My face hurts.
Tell me about his sun deck, Paige.
I know.
It was a thing of one, really. Clip number three. Oh, it's NASCAR themed. Our good friend Jeremy Clements, number 51, old jug, played with something that he should not have as a kid. I sold my golf cart, so we'll have to.
You sold it? Yeah. Oh, no.
I didn't use it.
Really?
I bought it to ride. I had in my mind, I was like, oh, this is going to be like Ocean Lakes, where you just drive around. And then it's like, once my kids got home, I was like, you want to go ride a golf cart tonight? Ride around the neighborhood? They're like, no. I was like, why? Because we can't get the Wi-Fi from the house. I had an awesome golf cart. You saw it. Jacked up, knobby tires, sound system, all blacked
kids
out.
These days.
I said, well, screw it then. I'm selling it.
I swear. What's wrong with these kids?
I don't know. They don't go outside.
We need to, I mean, I played with rocks and sticks back in the day, you know?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Can you do the end of that real quick?
You sold it.
It sold it.
We need to, I mean, I played with rocks and sticks back in the day, you know?
Yes. That was so good. Oh, man. I bet he's squalling right now with laughter. Old Jug. Did he win on Saturday?
They didn't race.
Well, yeah, he did. I was talking about at the go-kart place.
Oh, yeah. I think he won that.
Oh, boy. All right. Clip number one, two, three. Clip number four.
Misspelled.
Is it Liav?
Liav.
It says Liav each other's thoughts alone. Hey, I watched, you know, I look, Paige, I know you're going to down my throat. But only if I get done yours later.
Touche.
I watched 3 hours and 10 minutes of in approximately 35 minutes.
That's quick. You made it so fast.
Liav.
I gotta play the one part again.
You know, I look, Paige, I know you're gonna down my throat. But only if I get done yours later. Oh, Lord. Liav. Liav me alone, nine.
Lord, I won't bother you. I'll Liav. I'm going over here.
Clip number five. Mattman had some outdoor fun last weekend. I was thinking about the weather because I was looking at the you know, remember Friday? I said, oh, it's going to rain all day Saturday and Sunday, and I had all those outdoor plans. I had a great time. I went Table Rock.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, put in 4.5 miles.
Oh, that's a long.
I'm hurting.
I bet you are.
Back of my legs hurt like crap.
Do you have f***ing boots?
You can't f***ing tennis shoes.
No, I'll f*** my ass.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I don't know what it is. You just can't do it. Especially table rock. Mm. They got steps made out of big
Yeah.
And you gotta f*** through a river on f***.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how nature just made a natural little bridge.
It's crazy.
He's doing God, I almost feel like this is more entertaining than our regular show. Like, I think we should take every show every day and bleep show it and then to play it the following day, and it would do better than the regular show.
Yeah, we just need to do one show and we'll just continually bleep that show.
God, it was good. All right. Did these build up? Is that what you're telling me? You look excited over there, Flobo.
Oh, yeah. This is, you might die.
Okay.
Like people do on text. Dead.
Dead. All right. The last and final clip of this bleep show before.
Pardon.
Before. I burp a lot in the mornings. I apologize. I know Mark hates it.
I hope you keep your indigestion through the singing competition.
No. I got to get rid of it. I need to go take my lemon and honey concoction that Mariah Carey gave me. The last and final clip before we get to the Rise Guys Karaoke Championship three-way dance. The story of Mattman and Nine's grandpa, part two. And plus, it wasn't your typical square one either. It had like, it was kind of cut in kind of awkward shape or whatever. And it had, I guess on a boat, you would call it the bow, but you'd maybe call it the head of the right there in the corner, and you could, it was a little higher. You could look out into the yard and wave to the neighbors and stuff.
No.
It's like, hey, I'm, you know, I was out there on the cordless phone, and I'd call the neighbor. I'd say, hey, can you see me? No, where are you? I'm over here on the deckhead. You don't see me? I'm right here. Look. Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
One
of
those what things. Do you put on your deck generally? Those old metal chairs, you know, the ones that you can rock in them?
You can't put metal chairs on your deck, Paige.
No.
Put an umbrella on your deck.
Right then.
You can't lick your own dick either, unless you're just really weird.
But there was that one time though where that animal died underneath the dick, and there was flies going all around Nine's grandpa's dick.
Oh, I know.
It's all around.
It was awful.
It
was
the
stinkiest
awful.
Dick in town.
God almighty.
Oh.
Yeah, did yourself that one time. That time, Flobo.
That's good, man. That's
that was
real good.
Oh, thank you.
If you hear,
you guys, you did it.
No, it was you.
No,
it was your
you
bleep.
Bleep.
You're the bleep
them.
Master. If you hear something on the show you think would be a good bleep show material, email us to riseguys@aol.com.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that it's your show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.